Choices. Hey, hi, James Mingvit. What I would like you to do is, since you know I'm always reading, if you look for the video where I was in Cambodia, or I wanted to go to Cambodia, there's a cool lesson, and it ties in, because today's lesson is about hair. And then the lesson I did with the Cambodia book, I use one phrase from about hair. I use a phrase of hair. Try and find out which one it is, and then you'll have almost the complete set. Okay. I chose hair today, because I talked about hairy, I can't tell you, you'll figure out when you go there. But it's because, partly because it's winter in Canada right now, and I have no hair, so it's cold, so in my head, on my way here, I was thinking how cold it is. I wish I had hair, like lots and lots of hair to make my head warm. And I was thinking about Thailand and Cambodia, because they're warm places. Long story short, I want to tell you a story about Ezekiel, okay? Sorry, that's his full name. His real name is Mr. E. You're supposed to figure that out. About Mr. E. You see, here's a story I'm going to tell. You're going to listen to the story carefully, and I will use some idioms, and they're all related to hair, and at the end, once again, go back through the story, see if you understand it, right? Okay, so, mystery and hair, the mystery of hair. Anyway, Mr. E was out with his friends one day, and, well, they went for a beer. Well, one beer, Mr. E don't play like that. Mr. E had several beers, because he wanted to let his hair down, you see, because he's usually a very stressed guy, but he wanted to let his hair down, so he had a few beers, yeah, let his hair down. Anyway, so he had a few beers, and then what happened was, he got into a hair's breadth of getting into a fight. What does that mean? Well, breadth means wide. So another way of saying how wide something, the breadth of something, the width of it, okay? So he almost got in, and remember, hairs are very tiny, so it means he got really close. When you say I got into a hair's breadth to something, it means I got really close to something, or it's really close because it's very small. So he got very close to get into a fight. A hair's breadth. Okay? So, got to a hair's breadth, getting into a fight. Really? Yeah. Well, he took too many drinks to let his hair down. So what happened after that? Well, he met a guy with a hair trigger. Now, a trigger is the part of a gun that you pull for the bullets to come out. This guy had a hair trigger. When you have a hair trigger, it means it's very sensitive. Anything will cause the bullet to release. Now, you can have, if a gun has a hair trigger, just touch it, pull it out. If a person has a hair trigger temper, means they get angry quickly, right? Quickly. So if there's a hair trigger situation, it means anything can change it that quickly. Anyway, so he got into hair's breadth of getting into a fight with a guy who had a hair trigger. This is not good, all right? So why did they do this? Well, Mr. E was splitting hairs about some discussion they were having about a harebrained scheme. What does splitting hair means? It means when you try and make definitions, they're almost not even important they don't mean anything. They're just getting to be ridiculous. Some people will say, so one of my favorites is beneath, underneath, and under. They all mean under, basically. But people will say, well, there's a difference between underneath and under. They're different. You have to tell me the differences. I'm like, there's not really. It just means put under. That's it, man. But they want to split the difference so much so it's not even important anymore. Okay, because basically, under is under. Okay, so he almost got into this fight with this trigger hair guy because he was splitting hairs, meaning making differences that don't really matter. Okay, now why is because this guy had a harebrained scheme. When something's a harebrained scheme or harebrained, it means foolish or stupid. It comes from hair, but not the hair you know. It comes from this hair, and some of you have probably never seen this before. It's hare. This is a type of rabbit. They are known for crazy behavior. I know, I sounded like a church guy there. Right? Come down, Jesus is here! Okay? But harebrained means crazy. Because these rabbits were known to go, over here. They're just erratic. Erratic means like unknowable, unpredictable. Okay? So it used to be harebrained, but then people with their harebrained, and if they weren't educated enough, they would say, oh, hair. And they would think the hair was literally growing out of the brain like a mushroom or something. I don't know. So that's where it came from. So harebrained means something that's, foolish or stupid. So remember, they were splitting hairs over some harebrained scheme. Remember the story. All right. So that's why the fight almost happened. So finally, anyway, they went home. They went to sleep. Mr. E woke up the next morning, and he had the hair of the dog that bit him. What the? I know. Actually, I did it in another video much better. I was like, what the fuck? So then you would know what I'm actually saying. Anyway, hair of the dog, woof. When we say have the hair of the dog, it's very, very specific. It means if you are drinking beer at night and you have a hangover, and the hangover is the pain that you get from drinking too much and the stomach problems the next day. Hangover, because it means hang, like hang your clothing, it stays with you. And overnight, so overnight from drinking, you get a hangover, okay? So what they say is, have a hair, there's your hair, of the dog that bit you. Bites, right? The dog bites you, it hurts. So they're saying, if you were drinking beer last night and your head hurts, wake up in the morning, have another beer. You were drinking vodka, drink more vodka. It's kind of logical, because if you stay drunk, you don't feel any pain. Kind of stupid, because then you never get sober, and sober means not to be drunk anymore. It means you're no longer alcohol in your system, and you're functioning normally. So if we say, are you sober today? It means with good thoughts, that's one. Or number two, no alcohol in your body to stop your proper thinking. All right? So anyway, that's the story. Let's go over it quickly. Let's see if you got it right. Okay, Mr. E went out one night and had a few drinks with his friends to let his hair down. Okay? Now, when he did that, he almost got into a hair's breadth of a fight. Why? Because he was talking to a guy with a hair trigger, and they got into an argument splitting hairs over some harebrained scheme that this guy had. Anyway, at the end of the night, Mr. E went home, and then woke up the next morning and had a hair of the dog that bit him. Go through the definitions, and if you go through it, so then go through the video again, and put it together, and you'll get the understanding of the story. Hope you had fun. Anyway, I've got to, not to split hairs or anything, but I got to get going soon. Okay, Ezekiel's got a hair trigger and he's got to go for dinner or something like that. I got this hair braid scheme to pick up some girls after I buy them a couple of drinks and they can get their hair down. Anyway, I've got a hair's breadth of time left, so I got to get out of here. It's been fun, but you know, before I go, I always put this down for you to take it here, okay? Here, here, hair, hair. Not pronounced the same. We'll do a lesson on that one time. What's the difference with here and hair? Here and hair. Okay? www.ing, as in English, vid, as in video.com. So nicely written, huh? You like that? Okay, that's where we are. Come and get some free lessons. It's not a harebrained idea. It's a great idea, actually. And not to split hairs, but we are, pretty good. I think what we do, there are other people who are pretty good at what we do. You come down and let your hair down. Relax, get to know myself and maybe the teachers, do some of the quizzes that are up there. And you might probably come back after that. Hair of the dog that bit you. Learn some more English. Anyway, gots to go. Have a great time, and I will see you at Ingrid. Ciao.